Happy Sabbath.
Happy Sabbath.
It's the first time in my life I did not want the song to stop. Continue singing. And I didn't have to preach. That is the thing. I'm here. Last time I preached was in COVID. That was from home. I think the second time was here. And that was at the, they have camp. I love camp. Scanty here, I like it. When I came in early, I was a little more than what I expect, but it's still a lot. Very nervous, I don't know why, but we're gonna get there. Okay. I wanna thank you, Troy, for reading this chapter. Ephesians is a very good chapter, good book. It teaches you a lot of stuff. And if you read Ephesians and you don't get something from it, you may be tired, need to go take a nap and wake up and start again. Because you have something in it for everybody. I need my glass, but my print is big today. Okay, let us pray. Loving God, our Father, it's me standing in the need of your prayer. It's me, O Lord, standing in need of your Shekinah glory. It's me, O Lord, standing in the gap, in the midst. Disappoint your people not, O God. Let me not be seen, and you high and be lifted up. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. You can only deliver it according to how you get it. So I'm going to try my best. Paul is the author of 4 books, known as the prison epistle. While he was in prison, he wrote 4 books, Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. The passage of scripture we're going to look at today is Ephesians 6, verse 10 to 20. You got to understand, this book is divided into 2 parts. The front part of this book, it speaks about relationship and workplace. It speaks about relationship and the home and the workplace. No, last week was Children's Day, so we don't have to collaborate on that right now because I think they get it. Speaks of children, obey your parents, and from 1 to 9 speaks of the obedience. The second part speaks about the armor of God. The topic of this sermon today is let us put on something. You might ask, what is that we're going to put on? I have some item here which we're going to I'm going to bring here. And it has some significant with it. Let's just hang them right here for now. Just for now. You're going to do that for us later. Thank you. I was wondering who I'm going to use as a volunteer, but you choose it, Brother Moses. So thank you. Can you see them? Okay. They're going to be in a part of my sermon. We're going to be short, okay? Don't worry. They all have a meaning, all of them. You know, I believe in everybody learn different. Some people have to see this stuff to understand it, what we're talking about. A lot of time we come up here and preach, and a lot of people don't get it, man. You know, this sermon that I have is like, it came to me one night, and I write it down. And, you know, last week, Pastor told me, the heavy hitters is not going to be here, so you got to pick up the mantle. You know, it's easy to for this sermon to, it takes you a week to do, but it's, you got to impact it in a short time frame. So we're going to dive down into it. It's not going to be long. So we mentioned about the four books that Paul wrote while he was in prison. Which one was those? And Philemon, you're not sure. Ephesians, Philippians, Colossians, and Philemon. We need to understand that when Paul was writing this letter, he was chained to a prison guard. When you go deeper study into this, he said that wherever the guard go, Paul was going. So picture this. You're in prison. And you have to be moving back and front. That's make you tiring. Some prison people is stationary. They can exercise in whatever they do in their cells or whatever it is. But imagine Paul was chained to a prison guard. So it's like wherever you go, I go. So he was such a high risk so that they didn't lose him in any way, shape, or form. So I would like us to paint this picture using these things, as Moses is going to do sometime coming. He's going to be dressed in it. So I would like us to paint the picture to better understand the context in which the armor by the prison guard becomes such a symbol of faith until this day. This well-known passage is a biblical detailing the armor of God. Encourage us as believers to be strong in the Lord. We need to learn how to pray on the armor of God so that we can be equipped both offense and defense. One of the most, it's a very hard-hitting sport, is American football. So it's like, it's the way it's happened is two teams, one team have an offense one team have a defense. So you never have the defense on the same team, on the same field at the same time. You have to be an offense and a defense for it to happen. The enemy does not want us as believers believe that God is a loving and faithful God. The armor of God included the belt of truth, the breastplate of righteousness, the gospel of peace, the shield of faith, the helmet of salvation, the sword of the Spirit, and pray in the Holy Spirit in all occasions. These seven, while separated on their own, is not enough. They must warn singular but yet complete armor. This armor of God is spiritual and is designed to protect and empower us as believers in our daily life. Let us put on something, the belt of truth. Truth holds the rest of the armor together. One of Satan's most effective weapons is lies, as he did in the Garden of Eden. And you can find that in Genesis 3, verse 1 and 2. Satan used all influence and to convince us that we are less than, that we are unworthy of God's love and other people's love. When we listen to lies, we become convinced that God is not a loving God. This stands in direct contrast with the teaching of Scripture. The waist, the abdominal area, was generally thought to be seated of emotion. Do you ever feel? Do you ever feel like something happened, and you feel it right around here? They call it like a gut feeling, like when something is about to happen, and they have a gut feeling about this. This is what it's talking about. You know, this is what it's talking about. To gird this era with truth is to control. Come on, let's pick that up again. To guard this era with truth is to control our emotion to believe the truth. Often people knowingly allow themselves to believe lies because fear and self-pity. Believers, we must hold a committed to truth regardless of the consequence. The picture of God's armor is a Roman soldier tunic, pulled down, pull up, tucked into the belt so that he could fight and work unhindered. So the tunic is something like this. This is so under this thing here, it's like a skirt. This is the tunic. So what happened? This go over and go all the way down. So you know you can move around unhindered. That's what he's telling you about. Living a life of honesty and integrity enable the Christian to be one in purpose with Christ, who is the truth. To be unhinged in the battle against Satan. Satan is deceitful and a liar. the breastplate, the breast holds the heart, which is generally thought of as a place of the soul. The heart must be kept pure and righteous, because sin in the heart gives a foothold to the enemy. It's very important for us to confess our sin. You know, I realize that sometimes some people is very thin skin. You know what? You know what thin skin is? To be honest, a lot of people in Shalom is like that, man. I'm telling you, everything trigger you. Everything people said, you have to make what people say doesn't filter. You see, a filter in a vacuum, it catches the dust from go out, especially the small particle. Only the small particle can escape. You have to make people talk about it and it doesn't fade you. They have a song, say, let they keep talking. Talking, they talking. Talking, let they keep talking. It's not going to fade you, man. If you're grounded in God, it's not going to fade you. You see, you got to understand the spiritual part about, this is not in my sermon, it just comes to me. They have something they call them the footman and the horseman. When you get a chance, Google that and read it for yourself. When you get a chance, you Google it and read it for yourself. If you don't understand. When you understand the horseman and the footman, you realize where are you in Christ. Because if we amongst you talk about you and it gets you offended. You know the horseman? You know who is the horseman? The authority. The authority is the footman, the horseman. So when people among you are not, let's put the word straight, you'll be quick to point them out. I think what we need a lot of time is to pray for one another, man. Pray for one another. Don't be afraid to pray for people, man. And do it from a sincere place. It just tells us. The breast holds the heart, which is generally thought to be a place of the soul. The heart must be kept pure and righteous, because that where sin in the heart give a foothold to the enemy. Confession and forgiveness is a basic in helping Christ cleanse us, which is cleansing the heart. And you can find that in John 1, verse 9. The breastplate covers the body from the neck to the thigh. So this thing right here, this part is known as the breastplate. You see, when the soldiers and the cop or whatever, when you see they look so puffed up, they have a bulletproof vest on them. So this acts as a bulletproof vest. So the spear cannot go through and stuff like that. So the breastplate covers the body from the neck to the thigh. It is usually made of bronze. Believers do not need to seek protection. Believers do not need to seek protection or right standing with God through works of their own. You know what I mean? Wearing this as a man-made stuff, it's not going to protect you. It's not going to protect us. they can be confident, stand in the, in, they can be confident in what Christ has done for them on behalf of them. So you can find that in 2 Corinthians 5, verse 21. When we think of protection of our heart, Jeremiah 17, verse 9 comes to mind. The heart is desperate. The heart is deceitful above all things, beyond cure. Who can understand it? Only God can understand the heart. As such, the heart needs to wrap in righteousness that goes well beyond our human effort, possible practice of righteousness. You see, the Bible tells us the best of what we do, the best of us, is like filthy rag. That shows us to understand that we can't do nothing to impress God, man. You just got to ask him to instill his love. It starts with love. The song that is love that makes us happy, is love that to move the way. If you don't have love in your heart, don't care where you do it from nowhere. You're doing it from nowhere. If you don't have love for one another, you're doing it from nowhere. Imagine, the best of us is like filthy rag. Take that second from me. The best effort we put out meant nothing to God unless it's genuine. Unless it's from a pure place, meant nothing. As such, the heart needs to be wrapped in righteousness that goes well beyond human effort and possible practice. We understand that giving our heart to Jesus allows us to claim his righteousness as our own. We can be too alive under the protection that the breastplate offers. You can find that in Romans 5, verse 19, Romans 10, verse 4, 1 Corinthians 11, verse 20. Ladies and gentlemen, let us put on something. Your feet fitted with readiness that comes from the gospel of peace. So the soldiers, you realize when a soldier is on the battlefield, if they encounter water, if they encounter mud, they don't change their shoes. It's the same shoes. So the same shoes is good for, don't care what type of weather it is. And that's the shoes we want God to give us. You see, we face four different climates here. The winter, the summer. You can't wear the winter shoes in the summer. Unless you're planning to make your foot lose some weight or sweat or something like that. You know, I tried it for the first time and I never even know that. I was wondering, why my feet is so wet? And I realized I was wearing the winter shoes in the summer. But we got to understand, everything we do is a learning process. Everything we do, we have to learn. We're either going to learn the hard way or the easy way. But the main important thing we learn. Believers are not to be about their believers are to be about their father's business, such as spreading the gospel. The soldiers wear cleat made of sharp nail designed to go to, the soldiers wear cleat of sharp nail designed to give their foot on even the roughest terrain. Readiness may have the sense of preparation to share the gospel with others at any given moment. So what this is telling us, we must equip ourselves, don't care wherever we are, to share the word of God. You see, it told us that when Paul was in prison, that's how he wrote this thing. He used